Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And we're going to change things up a little bit. So it's not a brainstorm today. It's everything you never knew you wanted to know about being hangry. But here's the thing. We didn't have the word hangry until 1992.
I would agree. I don't remember it in my youth.
Yeah.
Which precedes 1992.
I know. Yeah. So in a short story, Rebecca Camus created the, it's the perfect word, right? You know, it's hungry, it's angry. But recently, and there have been some studies about like why when your blood sugar drops, you're kind of irritable. But there's a 2019 study in the American Psychological Association. It's called Feeling Hangry When Hunger is Conceptualized as Emotion. Yeah. So Jennifer K. McCormick and Kristen A. Lindquist, they were out to test hanger in the real world. And
hanger.
And the way they get the results are kind of devious and interesting.
Okay.
So they've got their human lab rats, and I mean college students.
Yep.
They told them, come on in, don't eat at least an hour beforehand. And they were told they were going to take a vision and comprehension test that had to do with blood sugar. That's why we don't want you to eat before you come in.
This is already sounding a little Peter Venkman, and adult me would have some questions. College me would have been there, especially if they're like, we'll give you snacks afterward. I would have been like, ooh, okay, I'm in.
Okay, yeah. Are there donuts? Cool.
Yeah.
So they have them do some random tests, and then they gave them a photo of a man's face, and he either looked angry, sad, or neutral. Just, you know, he's just sitting there, right? And then they asked them, depending on which picture they got, write a short explanation of what you think the person in the photo is feeling. And they were wondering if the storytelling about the emotions of the face, they were hoping that would prime participants. But what they really thought, what they were looking to try to figure out was if a really hungry person in a stressful situation might also be affected by the neutral face. So like they know if you see somebody look sad or angry, you might mimic the emotion. But are you so angry that the person who looked calm and cool would not help you stay calm and cool?
I have early predictions here based on text messaging when angry or when teenager. Like if there is no inflection in my text aside from basic punctuation, why are you mad at me? What? What? Have you had anything to eat lately? Could you please have a granola bar and we can text again later? This is my prediction. Yes, exactly. Her answer is always yes. Okay, so that's my prediction.
Where all right, well, tell me what happened. So let me tell you the what they did. So you've done the photographs, and this is, they're like, okay, the last thing you need to do is they had to manufacture that negative situation. So the scientist, this person's by themselves at the computer. Scientist comes in, and they're like, okay, you've got this test you need to do, and it's matching squares and things like that. And so they leave, and the person's doing the test. And after they've done it for a while, the computer just shuts down. And it's like error message. Okay. And of course, you know, you're sitting there thinking, oh my God, you know, what has happened? Well, the scientists that you've been dealing with burst back in and they are like, what did you do? Did you hit a weird button? This has never happened before. They are furious with this person. Right. And of course, you know, you're already hungry. You're already kind of tired. You're on the defensive. And then they say, look, never mind. I'm just going to go out and see if I can fix it. Just wait here. So they go out and they come back in and say, okay, we've got it fixed, but you're going to have to do the whole thing again.
Oh, those villains.
But before you do it again, we've got this, we're doing a survey, okay? The university wants us to do this survey about how we're doing here. It's completely anonymous. Just fill that out while I get this figured out. And they leave. People who self-reported being hungriest and who saw the neutral face were much more likely than unhungry people who saw that neutral face to be negative in their reviews. Like statistically significant number of people were more likely to be, I don't understand, this program is stupid. You know, they just went off on this review. So if you're grumpy and you've been pushed to the limit, even if you're around people who are calm, you might still just need a snack because you are actually hangry.
So those Snickers commercials are actually true.
They are completely true.
This is statistically validated. Yeah, I remember in college, I had a psych class that offered extra credit if we participated in a study that was happening. And it was a go into a room, look at images in a closed environment. And somebody burst into my room. And at the time, I assumed it was a mistake that they didn't realize this test was underway. Now I wonder, was that? Because I was upset because I'm like, well, wait, I am doing this for credit. But you said I have to go because now it's invalid. And so this was, I graduated from college in 1999, and this is still a very fresh emotion for me. So, and I don't know if I was hungry or not, but just that. So I can totally see how when you bring hungry into it, anything south of really pleasant could be real skewed. Right? Yeah.
Well, because you're already not thinking clearly and you're kind of more reactive and you're feeling a little punchy, and then someone is just pushing your buttons. But
what time of day did they do this?
Oh, you know what? I didn't notice that when I read the paper.
I'd be curious if that because I was reading about, what is it, larks and owls. I am more on the owl side, where my best time of day is not bright and early in the morning.
Oh, you had me so confused. I was like, we've done a study with larks and owls about hunger? Tell me more.
No, this is more of like an industry speak for should you set your meetings between 9 and 11 a.m. or should you set them between 3 and 5 p.m.? But pretty much nobody, it's a much smaller group of people that are real sharp after lunch in that muddy middle of the day. After you've eaten. So I'd be curious if then that affects it too. If even the cheerful people, if the hangry and that muddy tired time makes it even worse and they just freak out and throw the
computer. Like 3:30 in the afternoon, the person is going to come over the table and stab you with a pen. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You want anonymous? Right in the leg. Yeah, but you know, so reading this study, what I wanted to know is if you could regulate it, like get ahead of those feelings. And I think maybe if you know, like everyone I know who knows they get hangry knows, okay, I need to eat at 9, noon, and 5, or else murder.
Yeah. And I think you need to figure out your turnaround time from I let it go too far. I have had some sugar and protein, but I am no longer human until 45 minutes after. Like, what is the digestion period?
You can't talk to me until 20 minutes after I've had this chicken breast, okay?
Mm-hmm. That actually seems like a good amount of time. Mm. I don't know, 10 minutes if you mainline some sugar pop or something. But
Mama hasn't had her Coke. Back up. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So emotional regulation and hunger is a real, real thing.
It's interesting to see more and more of those correlations, like the math can make you feel sick or in pain. And
yes.
That's excellent.
Thank you.
We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And please, wherever you listen to our podcast, like and subscribe to the show. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.